You pray for us, the Lord, to keep his hand on us today. Amen. And there's the things, some things in my life the Lord's are working on. And you pray God have his way in it too, all right? Amen. Genesis 39, verse number 7. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph. She said, lie with me. But he refused. Said unto his master's wife, behold, my master wanteth not what is with me in the house. He hath committed all that he hath into my hands. There is none greater in this house than I, neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee. Because thou art his wife, how then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? It came to pass, as she spake to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her. I mean, isn't that great? And he hearkened not unto her. I'm glad some folks refuse, aren't you? Not everybody backslides. Not everybody quits. Not everybody gives in. There's some folks that are standing flat-footed and saying, no. To lie by her or to be with her. And it came to pass about that this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business, and there was none of the men of the house there within. And she caught him by his garment, saying, lie with me. And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. Amen. Stay with me in the book of 2 Timothy chapter number 2. 2 Timothy 2 and verse number 1. This is what we feel like God laid on our heart for this last night until we meet again. Amen. Hopefully I'll get to be back for your homecoming. Me and my pastor has been planning on it ever since y'all's last year. I put it in my calendar. I'm going to be here for their homecoming. Amen. But I thought that'd be my first time here, but I'm here now. I'm enjoying it. And you just pray for us. Therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, that no man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for the masteries, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. Endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Thank God. 1 Timothy 4 and verse number 1, if you want to turn, I'll read it now. The Spirit speaketh expressly that in latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Amen. Stretch your hand this way. Say, Holy Ghost, help that preacher. Help him, Lord. Amen. Raise both your hands toward heaven and ask God to have his way with you tonight. Heavenly Father, we ask you right now, oh God, that you would move and touch us tonight. Move on every individual, oh Spirit of God. We give you the authority and the power of this service to take control. Move in our lives tonight, oh God. Come on, let's ask the Holy Ghost to have his way tonight. Lord, don't stop till we are touched till we are moved, God, till we have got so much courage, God, that we're able to say no to sin and no to temptation. Oh, God, will you breathe on us tonight? Would you help us, oh, God, in this service? Move, Holy Ghost. Please touch us tonight by your power. In Jesus' lovely name we pray. Amen and amen. The church said amen. Tonight I want to preach just a little while of the book of Proverbs 4:23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Luke 6:45, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of an evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Proverbs 3:5, temptation in the wilderness. Proverbs 28:14, happy is the man that feareth alway, but he, amen, that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief. Glory to God. Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Sounds like to me there's a whole lot of scriptures on the heart. That the heart has a main thing in our Christian experience. Amen. If our mind gives out on us, our heart keeps on going. When our bodies gives out on us, amen, our hearts keep on beating. One of the last things to go is the heartbeat. Amen. When your heart quits beating, it is over. You are gone. Amen. You are dead. Amen. No matter if your brain wants it to keep going, when your heart quits beating, you're going to die. Amen. I want to preach just a little while tonight on a fighting heart. A fighting heart. A heart that will not stop. A heart that will not quit. A heart that will not let go. Even in the midst of the battle, it keeps on going. Even I was preaching in Jersey, and even one of the friends in my church, in the church there, got me a big old clock, and he has peeked at me about preaching long, and he got me a big old clock with big old numbers, and he put it on there, and he had an energizer back, and he put a note on the front, and it said, Brother Greg, this clock has got big letters so you can see what time it is, and it also has got energizer batteries which go on and on and on and on and on and on, and about 25 ohms just kept going on and on and on and on. Well, I don't know about you tonight, amen, but I would like to get so much of this good old wholeness way in my heart that when trouble comes my way, I'll just keep going on and on and on and on and on and on. Amen. The Bible said in the book of Genesis, chapter number 37, I believe it is, in verse number 5, and Joseph dreamed a dream, and he dreamed, amen, that out of all his brothers, that he saw himself, amen, and them a bowing down. That was interpretation of the dream. He saw that one day his daddy, Jacob, would bow down. He saw that one day every brother that he had would bow down and worship him. They already hated Joseph. They already hated his ways. Even his daddy made him a coat of many colors, and it just showed that hatred on in. I want to tell you something here tonight. Amen. One of the disadvantages of going for God and working for God, amen, is you'll find out people do not love you, amen, like you think they will. You'll find out the hardship of evangelizing, especially if God helps you any little bit, you're going to have some folks who cannot stand you.
Come on now. Some preachers can get anointed, amen, and everybody else tries to find out something wrong in their life just to prove that they were not anointed while they were preaching. Come on here, help me just a little while. They hated Joseph, amen, but Joseph had a dream. And I want to tell you young folks again tonight, amen, get a dream of what you, amen, want to be in God and hold on to it with everything within your life. Amen. When the storms come and the troubles come, amen, hold on to your dreams. God will bring your dreams to pass if you don't let them go. Amen. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all of his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Joseph dreamed a dream. One day, you know the story, his brothers come out. Amen. I forgot. Amen. They come out, I believe it was in the field. And they come out and caught him out by himself. Amen. And beat on him and threw him in a pit. Amen. And took his coat of many colors and tore, amen, an animal and braced the blood on it. Amen. And took it back home to daddy. Amen. Said, daddy, here, look what happened to Joseph. Joseph is dead. Joseph is gone. Amen. And it's down that pit, and here come a bunch of men along. Amen. So they sold him into their hands. Amen. They sold him into Potiphar's hands. So now Joseph has went, amen, through the pit, amen, through the beating, through the pit. Now he's in the hands and he's a slave, but now he is in Potiphar's house. Amen. And everywhere Joseph goes, I love this story, everywhere Joseph goes, whatever Joseph touches, God blesses it. I want to tell you, you can't keep a good man down. Come on here, help me while I preach. Even through the beating, he still was good. Even through the pit, his heart was still, amen, had a dream. Woo! You know what's so great about this story, Josh? Amen. On the main thing, amen, is Joseph was about 16 or 17 years old, amen, when they beat him and told him in the pit, but he held on to God. His faith held on. I want to tell you, when you've got a love for the house of God, when you've got a love for God's people and God's way, no matter what comes your way, you'll keep on smiling, you'll keep on going, you'll keep on moving. There's nothing that can stop or slow you down. When you've got it in your heart, you'll fight to your last breath to get what God wants in your life. A lot of people are about 10 inches from salvation. They get saved in their mind, and their heart never receives it. Oh, we quiet tonight. Our minds, even we get raised in holiness. We know what it is to pray. So therefore we come to the altar, we know everything we know about the Bible. Amen. You know what? I met some sinner folks that can tell you more about the Bible than some preachers I met. They know it better than some. You know the devil knows the Bible better than anybody. Amen. Come on, he knows it better than I ever thought about knowing it. Amen. You can study it, read it 1,000 times. He knows every word. Amen. And one of the main things the devil tries to do is tries to make you lose your confidence in the Word of God. Come on here now. Amen. A lot of folks have got it in their mind, but they don't have it in their heart. Come on here. Help me while I preach. When young folks come in and pray, amen, and 2 weeks later, they're back out doing the things that they were doing before. They really didn't get it in their heart. Amen. They only prayed through in their mind. Because when you get it in your heart, brother, you don't backslide in 2 weeks' time. Amen. You don't quit in 4 weeks' time. You don't quit in 5 weeks' time. Amen. Come on. I preach holiness. Amen. I'll send you the tapes if you don't believe me. I preach it. I preach taste a little bit of it here. But I want to tell you, if it don't get on the inside, I've seen young folks live it all the way till they were 18 years old. Amen. Then walk out, say, Mama, you can't make me, and quit it. I want to tell you here tonight, amen, get it on the depths of your heart. Get it on the inside. Because when it gets there, it'll work its way on the outside. And there's not a devil in hell that can stop you when you've got a heart that is fighting for God and fighting for the things of God. You see, you got two, amen, spirits. Amen, your soul, amen, wrestles the flesh. Amen, the flesh wrestles the spirit. The spirit says yes to God. The flesh says no. Amen, the spirit says no to sin. And the flesh says yes. And they're constantly wrestling. Amen, you know the story. Which one's winning? The two dogs are fighting. A white one and a black one. Which one's the winning? And the preacher said, the one that I feed the most. Amen. Come on here. I want to tell you young people something here tonight. If you don't get a prayer life, you'll never make it. Come on here. If you don't get a daily devotion with you and God in fellowship with heaven, you cannot make it. Come on, go ahead and fold your arms back and say it's one of them messages. That's the reason why you up and down, Mama. That's the reason why you up and down, Daddy. That's the reason why you can't stay. Come on, I'm on my head. Hey, help me. Help me while I preach. I may walk through the valley. I may climb mountains. But brother, when I climb in this pulpit, God give me the courage to rise like a fighting heart and not let nobody know. Amen. I may be there, but I'm going to fight with everything that's in me.
You know what? Some kids following their mama and daddy's footsteps. When you got mamas and daddies who one service are shouting and saying thank you Jesus, in the next service they're not getting in. Come on here now. Woo, help me while I preach. Do you know you can see those who really won't help? Amen. Those that come down and say, oh God, help me. Oh God, I need you. Come on here. And we found out in this revival, those that really wanted help has gotten help. Amen. And those who didn't, amen, haven't received it. Come on here. Help me while I preach. Amen. There's been times in my home church that I've come in on Thursday night back before I started evangelizing. And I'd be, amen, tired and been going through it. Amen. Wrestling in a fight, and I'd come in and sit down on the bench. I said, well, I'm just going to set this one back. I'm just going to let back and just let them have it. I'm not going to lead choir tonight. I'm not going to get in. But I'd see Brother David's boy, his young ones, come over there, put his little arm around me and say, Brother Greg, one of these days I want to be like you. I want to go to church with you. I want to travel. Come on here. Woo! Amen. I'd say, boy, no matter how you're feeling, raise them hands. Amen. Come on here now. Because standing somewhere, there's somebody watching you. Woo! Hallelujah. And I want to tell you, even when I get knocked down, amen, when you've got a fighting heart, you'll come back up. You may get knocked down again, but when you've got a fighting heart, you'll come back up. Amen. Though a righteous man fall seven times, yet shall he arise. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy, when I fall, for I shall arise again. Though I sit in darkness, he shall be a light unto me. Raise your hands and worship God tonight. Woo! God, the devil said, Job, God, if you let me mess with him, he'll curse you. I was preaching a little bit about this last night. I didn't finish it. Woo! Said, let me curse him, God. God said, all right, I'll let you do so much. But that's enough. Amen. Devil said, well, you just wait till I get back.
I'll show you. I'll make him curse you. Here come the first messenger. All your cattle's gone, Job. Here come the second messenger. Even your kids are gone, Job. Here come, he lost everything in the matter of moments. Amen. Come on here now. Amen. If some men lost everything, amen, they'd curse God. Come on here. Amen. When that's when your possessions are possessing you. Woo! Amen. That's when your possessions are possessing you. Amen. But when you possess your possession, you can lose everything. Amen. Look the devil square in the eyes and smile. Amen. Right in the face of your adversity and say, thank God I'm still saved. Woo! Amen. Like Sister Peggy said today, she said, I feel like my jaw bottle is filled slap to the top and about to burst. Come on, she said, amen, I've just seen like this revival has given me my joy back. Amen. She wake up in the morning, she said, I've been feeling the joy of the Lord in my life. Glory to God. I want to tell you today, when you lose everything, when you got a heart that loves it and a heart that wants to fight, you can have joy even in the valley. Amen. Old David was in the valley, wasn't he? But he had his foot on the devil right in the valley. Though he was in the valley, he had his foot on Goliath. God, the Goliath laid down. David placed his foot on top of it, had his head in his hand. Even in the valley, you can be victorious. Even in the hard times, you can be victorious. Amen. I want to tell you, boys, amen, again tonight, in spite of what everybody's ever told you, amen, you can be saved and be forevermore saved if you want to. You ain't got to backslide like so-and-so did. You ain't got to quit like so-and-so did. You can have it, amen, and have a clean record. Hallelujah with God. Come on now. Hallelujah. And I love this. Amen. All of a sudden this time, amen, the devil comes back to God. But guess what? Job ain't the one, amen, who's complaining. The devil is. Woo! The devil's the one that's complaining now. He comes before God, amen, with his head down. Amen. Can't you see God proud in a prideful way go? Amen. Told you so. Told you so. You can't mess with my boy. Amen. You can't mess with Job. He's too good. Boy, you say, boy, Brother Greg, that devil gonna jump on you. So what? He's gonna do it anyway. Amen. I'd rather preach like I'm preaching. Amen. And smile tomorrow when it does come. Knowing I preached about God tonight. Woo! And his power. Amen. When Job never walked in there, bowed down. He said, God, amen, you got a hedge built around him. If you let down, what's wrong, Job, devil? I thought you were gonna make him curse me. Amen. Well, I just can't do it. He said, well, let me touch his body. He said, you can touch him, but you can't kill him. Woo! Amen. So the devil went back down and afflicted Job's body. Guess what Job did? Stripped everything off, laid down in sackcloth and ashes. His wife walked out. Can't you hear the devil waiting for him to say, God, why am I here? When his wife walked out there and said, why don't you curse God and die? That devil was listening. But Job looked up and said, woman, you talk like a foolish woman. Amen. Naked I came into this world, and naked I'll go out. Amen. Come on. But I'm not going to curse God. I'm not going to charge God foolishly. I looked to my left. I couldn't find him. I looked to my right. He wasn't there. I looked in front of me. He wasn't there. I looked behind me. He wasn't there. But the Lord, he knoweth the way that I take. And when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as pure gold. I'm telling you here tonight. Woo! Amen. In spite of all the devil does, you can be saved. You can live right. Amen. Come on here. Raise your hands and worship God tonight. For the keeping power. Amen. Sometimes young folks, amen, you'll be in the midst of the valley or the midst of the storm and you can't see him. Amen, Jesus, for the dark clouds and the storms that's in your life. Amen. You'll be trying to look for him, but you can't find him. Where's he at? And you can't see him. But out of the midst of all that, he'll tighten his grip a little bit to know, to let you know he's right there. He's right by you. Some of you know what I'm talking about tonight. In the midnight hour when you fed all by yourself. And through that storm and that darkness, he tightened that grip. Amen. And he didn't have to speak to you. And no preacher had to call you out. And nobody had to say, God's going to bless you. But you felt him for yourself. How do you know God can help you? How do you know God's faithful? I don't know it because my pastor told me. Amen. But right when I first got saved, amen, I got down on my bended knees one night without my pastor and without nobody, just me and the Father. And he come down and wrapped me in his arms and loved me. Come on here. Amen. I've been there. Amen. In the heat of the battle, but I thought he was far away. And he just tightened that grip. Amen. Even now, I'll fall back on my knees and say, oh Jesus, will you come to me like you did me? Amen. That night when I was in the darkness of the midnight hour, would you just come put your arms around me and hug me? Come on here. Hallelujah. I want to tell you here tonight, amen, you got to get it in your heart. You got to love holiness in your heart. If you don't, you'll compromise. You'll back down. You got to love it with everything that's in you. Amen. You gotta love it with all your heart. Well, preacher, why did so and so compromise? Amen. Come on. They lost their heart. Amen. Come on. They lost their heart. You've got to keep your heart with all diligence. You've got to protect it. You've got to hold it close to you. Amen. When the enemy of your soul, amen, comes to get it, amen, you snatch away and say, no, I've got it right here. I'm not letting you get in. Come on. No. Amen. I'm a whole. Amen. I may fall. Amen. On my knees and be in the midst of the battle. But oh God, help us to keep our heart. Amen. Amen. I may look like I'm a wrestling, but I'm not going to give up my heart. I'm not going to let it go. Come on here. Help me while I preach. Wow, I'm a telling you. Amen. This 21-year-old preacher in a few days, 22, come to tell you, if you're going to make it in the last days, you've got to get it in the depths of your heart. You've got to get it in the depths of your spirit. It ain't patty cake baker man. It ain't come in and go out. You got to get it. I said you got to get it. I said you got to pray it through till it reach the depths of your spirit. The things that's coming toward the church, we're going to have it in our heart. I remember one day sitting right in the middle of geometry class, fighting all the hell. It's my first little mountain. I thought it was Mount Everest at the time, but it was just a little molehill. He meant I could step over it now compared to what I go through now. I could just go, oh, that ain't nothing. But then I thought, oh, God, this is it. Amen. And I hadn't felt God in a few weeks, sitting right there in geometry class. Woo! And I was just saying, Lord, what am I? I was praying. It was a German woman teacher. Amen. She hadn't been long in the United States. She was a teacher. She was a drawing geometry signals up there. I was sitting on the back seat all laid back. Amen. Listening. But I was praying on the inside. Help me, Holy Ghost. It was prayer. It was a fellowship meeting that night. I was praying, Lord, help me. Help me. Youth rally that night. Lord, help me. Amen. Somebody else supposed to preach. Hadn't felt God in a few weeks. And I heard the Lord speak to me and say, fight. I said, how can I fight here in the classroom? How can I fight? The Lord said, pray, fight. That's where you fight. is on your knees. That's where you fight. It's in prayer. Come on here. I'm going to tell you, this man, he may not be one of them hoop and hollering messages tonight, but if you can get this in your heart, they ain't nothing can stop you. Nothing. Amen. Right there and sitting in that desk, I begin to fight. In my heart, I was praying, oh God. And about that time, amen, you know what? He was really wanting to see if I really wanted it. Amen. Sometimes he backs off just to see if we really want him. Come on here. Amen. He'll touch us back up a little bit. Amen. And he'll say, come here. If you want more, come here. If you want more, you got to get up from where you're at and come here. Amen. I want to tell you, he never had a problem. Amen. Because when he stepped back, well, he had given me, I couldn't stand it. I had to have more and more and more. Come on here. Amen. You guys used to come down to Florida Rock Camp Meeting. Amen. I'd cry when you left. I remember one of the last years. Amen. I cried when you pulled off. Amen. We went into Fellowship Hall and Brother King and them said, mop the Forbes, boys. We went to crying while we was a mopping. Amen. Come on now. But I want to tell you, Sister Linda Harper, amen, Brother Eddie and them, they said, amen, I liked you way back then. Amen. Said, I'd have never thought you'd be preaching revival at our church. Come on, me either. Amen. Me either. But I want to tell you, it ain't happened overnight. It's been a day by day thing. Amen. I've come through a lot of storms to get where I'm at tonight. Amen. I've fought a lot of devils to get where I'm at tonight. Come on here. I've been just flying here all in one night's time. Amen. But I fought every day, every hour. And if you're going to make it, you can fight. Amen. I want to tell you, mamas and daddies, don't get discouraged. There's some young folks that want to live right. There's some young folks that are praying in this revival and are at the highway tonight because they want to be and because they love it and because they're trying to eat up. Wow! 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 There's some young folks that love God. There's some young folks that ain't going to compromise, that ain't going to be up and down, that ain't going to be in and out. Raise your heads and love God tonight. Sitting there in that little classroom fighting. Young folks, he'll come to you wherever you need him. He fell on me right in this classroom. I swelled up on the inside. I know it looks like I did on the outside too, but I swelled up on the inside. Something rose up in me. Amen. And if I could have been somewhere by myself, I'd have shouted all over the floor. Amen. But I was trying to use wisdom. Come on now. If I had a broke loose in that classroom, they would have thought a crazy man got loose in there. But I held on tight. And I went, amen. I walked. When class was over, I said, I was wanting to shout so bad. Come on. Woo! Amen. Why? Because that comforter, the Holy Ghost, amen, the one that's called alongside the help. Woo! Amen, boys and girls, when you get the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you get sanctified and get the Holy Ghost. Amen, when temptation comes, that devil's about to make you give in. Woo! Come here, Josh, stand up. By the time you give in, amen, he's temptation, tempted. Amen, by the time you're about to give in, Holy Ghost tap you on the shoulder and say, no! Come on here now. Amen. About the time you're about to give in and you can't help it. Amen. The Holy Ghost say, no. Come on here now. I want to tell you, God can give you the power to say no to every temptation that comes along in your life. Come on here. He'll tell you, young girls, you're going to be old maids. You better come on. Come on here now. Amen. Mess your life. You young boys don't need to wait. Hey, but I want to tell you, you stand flat footed and say no. No, 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 no. There would be a lot of preachers who would still be preaching if they could have only said no. There'd be a lot of pastors who wouldn't be compromised if they just had the power to say no. There'd be a lot lot of marriages would still be together if they could have just learned that two-letter word. No. Young folks, get it in your heart. No. 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 Get two words in your heart. And they're only two letters apiece. No and go. No and go. No and go. No, I'm not going to sin. No, I'm not giving in. And I'm going on with Jesus. Hallelujah. Three words. No and go on. No and go on. Don't stand around. Amen. Wondering what's going to happen next. Just say no and keep going. No. 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 Hey, it ain't how well you say no the first time. It's how well you can continually keep saying no, 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 no.
They say, I got the youth rally that night. They said, all the young preachers stand. My best friend was supposed to preach. But that I was holding in, when it come my time, it bursted. And I preached about 30 minutes. And he still preached. Come on here now. Preached about 45 minutes and we shouted on into the night. I'm going to tell you, I'm used to church to midnight every night. Come on here, some of us ready to shut her down. It's 9 o'clock, Bubba. Shut her down. Amen. I'm used to shouting on into midnight. Come on here. Woo! Oh! When you get it in your heart, there ain't a devil hell can stop you. Preacher, how can you make it? How can you live right? I'll tell you why. The weapons of my warfare. In 2 Corinthians 10 and 4 and 5, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down. Come on, stay with me. I know some of you were out tonight. You've been working, getting up, and still coming and shouting with me. Amen. Getting just one more night. Amen. To the pulling down. To the pulling down. To the pulling down. To the pulling down of strongholds. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against God. Hallelujah. And bringing in the captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Come on here now. Preacher, what are the weapons? Well, the first number one weapon is this. Pick it up. Do you got your Bible? Come on here. Amen. I was at a church preaching and 70 people. And the pastor said, hold your Bibles up. Only 7 of them brought their Bibles. God help us. Come on, raise your Bible up. Amen. This is one of your number one weapons that you have got. Amen. You shouldn't be caught nowhere without it. Especially at church. Come on here. Hallelujah. Amen. The preacher may preach something. Amen. It ain't just right. And you'd have your Bible to find it. Woo! Amen. I want to tell you here. Satan tries to destroy our confidence in this book. Amen. To deny its absolutely trustworthiness. Amen. And all that it teaches is to surrender ourselves to the devil. Because if you can't live by this, you can't make it to heaven. It's your roadmap. Somebody shout praise the Lord. Amen. It is your roadmap. Amen. And another reason, this book means theoneostis. Amen. Man, that's a long word. And I wouldn't know it unless I read it in this Bible. And the little footnote said, Bible means theoneostis. Theo in me and God. And neostis means to breathe. So when you say Bible, you're saying God's breath. Come on. So when you open it up and read it, it comes alive to you. It ain't just a book with a bunch of words, but it is the living word of God. No wonder David said, thy word hath I hid in my heart that I might not sin. There's power in what I got a hold of tonight. I said, there's power in this book. There's power to cast down imaginations. There's power
to pull down strongholds. It's power to bring every thought into the obedience of Christ Jesus. Are you having problems? Put your nose in this book. Are you having problems saying no? Put your nose in this book. And when the devil comes against you, you say, devil, amen, the word. Amen. What did Jesus do when the devil drove him in the wilderness? He said, it is written. 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 And Jesus whooped the devil in the wilderness with the word of God. Cast yourself down and worship me. It is written. Thou shalt love the Lord God with all your heart, and him only shall you worship. Amen. Cast them stones and turn them into bread. It is written. I shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. When he comes in like a flood, devil, I've got a word for that. It is written. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a standard against them. Amen. Nobody loves you. It is written. For God so loved me that he gave his only begotten Son. It is written. Amen. When he casts you down and tells you you never get up again, it is written. Micah 7. Rejoice not against me, for I'm going to get up. It is written, submit yourself therefore unto God. Resist the devil and he shall flee from you. It's the living word of God. This bow, I wish you'd help me a little while. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. It is alive. Men are trying to take away from this book, but it is alive. You can't change one jot nor tittle of this book. It is alive. You've heard Don Rich tell it. Even the preacher that stood there and couldn't get nobody to preach to, throwed his Bible down, throwed the coat over it, and went to running around and saying, it's alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. He got a crowd, threw the jacket back, picked up the Bible and read, the letter cureth, but the Spirit maketh alive. And this book tonight is alive. He didn't raise it up and say, devil, it is written. It is written. Me, I am persuaded that neither height nor depth, nor things present, nor things to come, nor principalities, nor angels, not even death, can separate me from the love of God. I am more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ who loved me. And if we are more than conquerors, the devil is more than beat. He's more than whooped. He's more than done away with. He is destroyed. Oh, hallelujah. You know why the devil tries to keep you out of this book? Because he knows if you can ever get in this book, you'll never back down. You'll never backslide. You'll never compromise. When you get this book on the inside of you, when fear comes to you, you can swear it away. You can knock it away. Swear it away. By the power of this book. Preacher, how can you preach by the power of this book? Hey, preacher, how do you know it's right? Because it's divinely inspired, written by men, but inspired by the Holy Ghost. It is the living word of God. It ain't just a page. It is God's breath. It is God's way.
One reason why I love it, it's without error. It's absolutely true. It's trustworthy. It's infallible. And I love this. It's forevermore finished. Woo! It's the final authority. When nothing else works, this works. And I love this. One cannot use it unless it's you love it, cherish it, read it, and hold on to it. You can't use it unless you love it, cherish it, hold on to it.
I'm trying to finish. It's my last night and I love the highway and got so much liberty. A young boy walked into the junior food store, that's what we call them in South Alabama, and said this young boy walked up to the store there, to the cash register. He didn't know it, but that was a young preacher running the cash register. Come on here now. And he said, but the young boy that was a preacher running the cash register overheard them two teenage boys talking about the newest, amen, adult magazine even that come out. And that one young boy looked at the other one and said, man, have you seen the new magazine they got out? And was just a bragging about it. And that other boy's eyes got big and said, tell me about it. How can I get me some of them? He told him, he said, it's the best I've ever seen. Amen. And told all about it. Amen. When that young boy walked up to the cash register, that old young preacher, amen. I said, hey buddy, I couldn't help but overheard. I said, you was talking about that new magazine you got. I said, I got one better than that. And said, man, where did you get it? He said, I got one. Amen. They've been publishing for a long time. Amen. Said, it is great. Said, a lot of people overlook it. Come on here. Help me while I preach. He said, man. He said, tell me about it, sir. Amen. Where can I get me one? He said, hold it. I think I got an extra one in my car. Woo! Come on here now. Brought it in. Amen. He said, if you ever read this magazine or this book, he said, you'll never go back to them. Amen. That boy's eyes keep getting bigger. He said, if you ever even look at his pages, you'll never want to go back to the filth and the garbage that's in there. Come on here. Woo! And he laid it out there, the holy word of God. Hey, sirs, you can't go wrong reading this. Hey, ma'ams, you can't go wrong reading this. Hey, young boys, you can't go wrong reading this. Come on here. You ought to be shouting glory with me tonight. He said, take this. That young boy broke down, went to crying. Said, I'm sorry, preacher. Amen. Will you forgive me? I promise you I'll never look again. Come on here now. I want to tell you, this book changed my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't even like for this book to touch the floor. Come on now. Amen. Rebecca accidentally, amen, the other night we was playing on the floor, she accidentally put her foot on. I said, no, don't put your foot on the word of God. Amen. She didn't mean to, but I can't even stand it to touch the ground, because it's the word of God. It is precious. And I'm telling you, you can make it when you got this in your heart. Amen. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sober than any two-edged sword, piercing to the very dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of the joints and the marrow, is to discern of the thoughts and the intent of the heart of man. Come on, thereby lay apart all filthiness and superfluity and naughtiness, and receive meekness, the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Come here, TJ, just a minute. Hey, this book in one hand. Stand up here with me. Come help me preach a while. Raise that book up. This is my weapon. I've got two more weapons and I'll close. I won't stay long with them. The second weapon, it's prayer. Fall on your knees, buddy. Get on your knees. Both knees. Whoa. Where the victory is won is in prayer. Amen. Asking for leadership and guidance. Asking for power and watching for the snares of the enemy on your knees. For you see here, God tells you what's coming yonder. And when it gets here, you can face it because you've been here. Come on here, I'm not finished, I'm hurrying. Amen. To fail to pray diligently with all kinds of prayer in all situations, to fail to do it is to surrender to the enemy and quit fighting. Every backslider will tell you they quit praying. Every lukewarm Christian will tell you they quit praying. praying. Come on here. Hey, glory. Amen. I know this is a quiet message tonight, but there's power in this tonight. If you can have the word of God with your knees on the ground, TJ, they ain't a devil in hell can ever drag you down. Amen. Grandma's made it this far because she's been on her knees and she's had this book. Grandpa making this far because they've been on their knees and they got this in their hands. Come on now. Glory. The acts of fighting is done on the knees. I said the acts of fighting is done on the knees. Amen. And when you get to praying, when you get the Holy Ghost, and you go to groaning and moaning and speaking in tongues, the devil don't even know what you are praying. You know that sometimes I pray, I don't even open my mouth. I just go, come on here now. Amen. Somebody said, well, I don't want the devil to hear some things that I'm praying. Wow! Wow! I want to tell you, there's a secret place in God that the devil cannot get to you. And that's when you're on your knees. Wow! Amen. You're having a problem. Get your Bible. Get on your knees and say, now let's fight, devil. Amen. I can't whip you on my own, but I can whip you with the prayer and with the Bible. Because when I pray, when I get on my knees, he fights. He comes to my rescue. He meets my every need. Woo! Woo! Woo!
There's power when you pray. Heavens open up. He spake this parable unto the end that men always to pray and not faint. Rejoice in hope, patient tribulation, continue instant in prayer. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Pray without ceasing. And the third weapon, and I'm finished, is confidence. Amen. Worship to God. Put the other hand there now. Put your head in there, looking unto the hills from whence cometh my help. Devil, you can't fight me when I'm on my knees, when I got my Bible in one hand and I got the other hand in worship. I got my head raised. Fight if you want to, I'm going on. Rage if you want to, I'm going on. Bring it to my mind.